Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 11 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, The Powerful Voice of the Lord. The great C.S. Lewis once wrote, "In the process of being worshiped, God communicates His presence to us." Our text today is from Psalm 29, verses 5 through 11. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare, and in His temple all cry, "Glory!" The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forever. May the Lord give strength to His people. May the Lord bless His people with peace. One great way for the Lord to manifest Himself to His children is through His voice, which is the theme of Psalm 29, verses 5 through 11. As you reflect on these verses, may you be in awe of the power and majesty found in His voice. Warren Wiersbe defines the geographical implications from Psalm 29 that greatly enhance the application of today's scripture. This is an inspired and dramatic description of a thunderstorm that started somewhere over the Mediterranean Sea, according to verse 3, and moved eastward to the Lebanon mountain range and the northern part of the land of Israel by verse 5. The storm continued moving eastward overland to Mount Hermon in verse 6, where it turned south and traveled about 200 miles down to Kadesh in the wilderness of verse 8. And there it dispersed. It was accompanied by loud thunder, the voice of the Lord, and also by lightning in verse 7. Seven times you find the phrase, "the voice of the Lord," and it was the God of glory who was thundering and revealing His majesty. The Lebanon range was about 10,000 feet above sea level, and the Canaanites believed it was the home of their gods. It was famous for its cedar forests. You can see in Psalm 72, verse 16, and 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. But the thunder of God broke even those stalwart trees. You can see verse 5. In fact, the thunder made the trees and the mountains skip like calves, according to verse 6. In Scripture, the cedar tree is sometimes a symbol of a nation or a kingdom, including David's dynasty. You can see Ezekiel chapter 17, verses 1 through 3. Assyria, Ezekiel 31, verse 3, and even Israel, according to Numbers 24, verse 6. The prophet Isaiah saw the fall of the proud cedars as a picture of the defeat of the nations in the day of our Lord. That's according to Isaiah chapter 2, verses 10 through 17. Note, it was the thunder, the voice of God that broke the trees, and not the wind or the lightning. The voice of God is powerful and can shake the wilderness like an earthquake, according to verse 8. So frightened were the animals that the does went into premature labor and delivered their fawns. Imagine being born in a thunderstorm. During this demonstration of God's great power, the angels watched with amazement and shouted, "Glory!" The cedars of Lebanon, known for their strength, are no match for the power that comes from the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord, like a bolt of lightning, highlights the suddenness and awe-inspiring nature of the Lord's presence. At the sound of the Lord's voice, we should emulate the reaction of God's creation, where even the desert trembles. God's voice is so powerful that it can birth new life. Our Lord is depicted as reigning over the flood, which symbolizes chaos and destruction. God is sovereign during the tumultuous times and is in complete control over nature and the challenges of life. Because the Lord sits enthroned as King forever, according to verse 10, He can continually give us strength and bless us with His peace. Psalm 29, verses 5 through 11, calls us to worship and recognize God's greatness. May the power of His voice inspire you to revere Him and trust that He is in control. Some questions to consider. What emotions does David's description of God's voice evoke in you? Why? How encouraging is it to know that the Lord sits enthroned over the flood? The Lord sits enthroned as King forever. And finally, how does the promise of God's peace in verse 11 provide comfort during turbulent times? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day. Thank you.